Now, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged Donald Trump to visit his country ahead of any deal with Russia to end the war. Yesterday, a Russian missile strike on the city of Sumy killed 34 people and injured 117 others. The US president said he had been told that it was a mistake, but he didn't specify whether this information had come from Moscow. A short time ago, Russia's defense minister said the missile strike hit a meeting of the Ukrainian army, and he accused Kyiv of using civilians as human shields. We can talk to Professor Andrew Cotty of the Department of Government and Politics at UCC. Thanks for being with us this lunchtime. People will recall that a month ago, the US was engaged in a flurry of activity, including that infamous White House meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky. But what's been happening since then?
Good afternoon. I think the way to think about it is what I would call talking while fighting. So the diplomacy has been continuing, but the war is also continuing at the same time. Back in March, President Putin agreed to a ceasefire on energy infrastructure. It's not even clear exactly what this ceasefire means. But what's absolutely clear is that it's not a broader ceasefire. So as we've just heard in the clip you had, we had this attack on Sumy in the last day or so. But there have also been missile attacks on Kyiv and on Kryvyi Rih, which is in the east of Ukraine. So the war is continuing, but at the same time, diplomacy is also continuing. So the Americans are talking to the Russians, and then separately the Americans are also talking to the Ukrainians. And probably what's a bit difficult to know is how this diplomacy is going to evolve.
Is the United States doing anything to lean on Russia? Because if we go back a month or so ago, there was quite a bit of criticism of them saying, listen, all the pressure in this process at the moment is being put on Ukraine.
No, I mean, at the moment, the Trump administration appears to be very reluctant to put any kind of further economic pressure on Ukraine. If you'll excuse the language, listeners will probably recall that President Trump said a week or two back that he's pissed off, as he put it, with Russia and President Putin. But so far, he doesn't seem to be trying to put any economic pressure on them. And one of the things that was notable in all the flurry of stuff around tariffs is that one of the few countries which wasn't included in the new US tariff regime was actually Russia.
There's also been speculation in recent days that Russia is about to launch a major military offensive, the so-called spring offensive. Do you believe that there's any chance at the moment of a broader ceasefire?
Not in the short term, but I think there is a question. I think at the moment very much the ball is in President Putin's court, and there could be a ceasefire, but for that to happen, he would really have to back off from his maximalist position. So for him, officially, the Russian position is that President Zelensky and the Ukrainian government must be removed from power and replaced, that Ukraine would not be allowed to mobilise further militarily and so on. And that's really unrealistic in terms of any kind of ceasefire. So there's a question of whether Russia will perhaps shift from what's been its maximalist position. One date maybe to watch is the 8th of May. This is the day on which Russia celebrates victory in the Second World War. So there's been some suggestion that on that date, perhaps Russia might call for a ceasefire, or there might be some kind of announcement. But I have to say, I'm rather sceptical that we will see a ceasefire. And then if there's no ceasefire, then really the question perhaps becomes what happens next.
Professor Andrew Cotty of UCC, thanks indeed for talking to us.